This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're learning the Psicha, the Asin, Mitzvahis, Zayin, and Ches. Here we go. V'cholzeh afilu shaloi b'beis ha-medrash. Everything we said until now is if you didn't speak Lashon Hara in the Beis Medrash. Av l'medaber Lashon Hara Rechilas b'beis ha-medrash or b'beis ha-knesses. But if you spoke Lashon Hara Rechilas in a Beis Medrash or in a shul, Oiver oid al mitzvah sase umikdashi tiro. You're oiver further on the mitzvah sase of, and my mikdash you should fear. Ubeis hamedrash shalanu, and our beis hamedrash gam kein bechlal mikdashu, is included in a mikdash. The Chafetz Chaim is basing this on the Sefer Yerayim and the Smag and the Smak, who imply that the mitzvah of Mikdashi Tiro is a mitzvah da'iraisa, even bizman hazeh. And even those Rishonim that say it's dafka talking about the Beis HaMikdash proper, the Prima Gadim says, everyone would agree it's an Isser Gadol, even regular conversation. We're not even talking about Lashon Hara Rechilas. We're talking about, you know, news in Iran. Everybody agrees it's Isser Gadol. The question is it a Da'iraisa? The Chafetz Chaim here is codifying that, yes, it is a Da'iraisa. One has to fear the Beis HaMikdash. We've mentioned many times over the year, every time you walk into a shul, you should have three kavanos. Number one, to mekayim in the mitzvah Da'iraisa, u'mikdashai tirohu. To have moira of the one who, to fear the mikdash itself and to fear Misha Shoichen Boy. Also, Natilas Rishos, a request for permission to enter. Okay, K'moshim Mavor B'Paiskim. V'Netzavina B'Zeh Pasuk Leroy, we are commanded this Pasuk to fear Misha Shoichen Boy, one who resides in it. V'Lachin Ein Mechashvin Boy Cheshboinois. You cannot make calculations there, Ki Im Shal Mitzvah. Only calculations of mitzvah. What does that mean? Kugoin kupa shel tzedakah v'chadoyme. Tzedakah calculations. V'chol shekein da'asar bahem schoik. Certainly, levity is asar. V'hitol. And laughter. V'smakari. V'sicha b'tela. And idle chatter. Okay, we're not even talking about Lashon Hara. Can you shoot the breeze in a shul? No. V'loy mayel b'zeh shem t'nai. Well, what do you mean? The shul was built out tonight. No, tonight doesn't help for conversation. All the more so, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara or Rechilas. Out of fear of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that resides there. Aside from the severity of the sin of Lashon Hara itself, of Vezesha Medaber. If someone has the audacity to speak Lashon Hara in a shul, Mara Ba'atzmai She'enei Mamin She'akadosh Baruch Hu Yashar Shechinas V'ayis Hazeh. He's showing that he does not believe that God resides, his Shechinah, in this house. U'lekach Hu Meyiz Panav. Therefore, he has the audacity, he has the gall, Afilu Ledaber Beis HaMelech, even to speak in the house of the king, Shaloi Kirtzon HaMelech, against the will of the king. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim quotes a very powerful Zayar. V'zel l'shen azar kodesh parshas truma. Man de'ishtoi b'bei k'nishta milan d'chayl. One who speaks in a shul, idle conversation. He talks about politics, news. V'ilei d'achsei piruda. Woe to him that he shows separation. V'ilei d'gara mehimanusa. Woe to him that he detracts from his faith. Vaile woe to him, the achze, he shows the hales elaka, that God is not here, v'lo yishtaka tamani, he's not found in this place, v'les lechulkabe, and he has no shear with God, v'lo yidachal mine, he shows he doesn't fear God, v'aneg kalana b'tikune ilah d'leila, and he shows disparagement in the supernal rectification. Now what about loim de Torah? Loim de Torah are allowed to eat in a shul. Because if they would have to eat out of the shul, it would be bitul Torah. That's very nice. But they can't speak Lashon Hara in a shul. V'afil ha'loim de Torah b'kfiyas b'beis ha'medrash shotolam lecha v'lishtois b'beis ha'medrash kamavoyer ba'arachayim b'simen hanal. Nevertheless, if they stumble in the prohibition of laughter and levity or lashon hara or achilas beis hamedrash, heim oivrim al mitzvah saseh de mikdash yitura. So let's say a guy, davening is over, he opens up his phone and he puts on Yeshiva World News. He's over a mitzvah saseh dairaisa of a mikdash yitura. Straight up, straight up. This is not like, it's not a chumrah. I'm not taking any chumrah. Really? Nobody's allowed to do it? No, only Jews. Only Jews have the mitzvah of mikdash yitura. The cleaning lady would be allowed to do it. She's not mitzvah of mikdash yitura. But for a Jew, what about, okay, so, levad me yisurei ha'atzmi. Aside from the Isser itself, even if you're Talmid Chacham, so you're allowed to eat your breakfast in the shul, but you still have to fear the shul. Even eating and drinking is mutar midoichek. Why? If you're going to have to eat and drink out of the Beis Medrash, they'll lose out on learning time. Ayin Shem Magen Avram. Okay. Ule inyan stam diburim, regarding stam diburim, she'enam shalitzanas, that are not mockery, l'tamidei chachamim, the Beis HaMedrash, ayin b'mashe kusavnu be'ezos Hashem b'chilek gimel. So in other words, can a Talmud Chacham ask his friend, by the way, can I get a ride home with you later? I'm not talking about a regular person in shul. A regular person in shul, it seems like not. I'm talking about a Talmud Chacham shehutar lecha. Now, l'maisa b'zman hazeh, the Rav Moshe has a tshuva, anyone could eat. The minhag is to be mekel like shitas Rashi, anyone could eat. And the Rav Moshe brings a raya from the fact that we make a tikkun that has no mitzvah value whatsoever, Rav Moshe says. The fact that we do that, that shows the minhag is to be lenient like Shitas Rashi. But regarding regular conversation, we don't have any clear justified explanation for how you could have a regular conversation in a shul, which is very difficult. So let's see the footnote here, and then we're going to discuss that, because it seems that people are not really careful about that. I'm not talking about Lashon Hara, I'm not talking about Rechilas, I'm talking about regular conversation. Davening is over. So, you know what? I'll talk about it quickly now. There's a long footnote here. But I'll tell you very bekitzer. Over the years, I've looked into this many times. This is the only thing I found. The only justification is, if I am a chavein to mekayim, the mitzvah of a haftal recha kamaycha, and I go over to somebody and say, how are you? How's your family? Where each word is done b'cheshbon, that you're showing a certain care and concern for the person, then your conversation could be incorporated in the rubric of v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. How you doing? How you feeling? You know, how's work going? Are you okay? Is there anything I could do for you? But that it has to be done with a cognizant recognition that you're doing it for that mitzvah reason. But the moment it turns into just, you know, what we call shooting the breeze, just schmoozing, I don't know, maybe there are people greater than me that are aware of a heter to do that in the shul. I have never found one. And what I'm telling you now is from the Svarim written on Sefer Chafetz Chaim. There are Svarim, you have one from Rabbi Yamin Kohen, Rav Faiva Cohen's son, who's the Rosh Kollel in Chaim Berlin. He wrote a Sefer on Sefer Chafetz Chaim that I have. I have another Sefer. This is all I've seen over the years. Oh, and it's definitely something to be aware of. In other words, you see somebody, you want to schmooze with them. It is a very advisable practice. Say, you know, let's take this outside. By doing so, you're mekayim a mitzvah da'iraisa u'mekdash yitira. Okay, let's see the footnote over here. Agav, that we're speaking about the strict iser of conversation in the shul. Let's mention the great stumbling block that it comes about through this. And that is, according to what is well known, is frequent. You start telling your friend your stories. Now, when you call your stories, other people would call Lashon Hara from beginning to end. And you start Koidim Kriyas HaTorah. V'koidim Gemara Sipor, before you're finished, the shul has already started laning. Now, obviously, your story, Shalai Haya V'lai Nivra, that's Kulei Lashon Hara Chilos, is more important than the laning. V'hayetzahar Masisai, the Yetzahar seduces you, Shalai Lahavsik Be'emtza HaSipor, not to interrupt in the middle of your conversation, the ligmar lashon hara shalei be'isakriya, and to finish your lashon hara while they're laning the Torah. Okay, so they're about to start laning, but you have a very important story to tell. Your important story is much more important than the laning, so you keep at it. Sometimes you're from the Besra mention, and you sit in the Mizrach Vant. And your sin is apparent to everyone. You are desecrating the name of God publicly, before 10 Jews. So if you talk, by the way, if you talk in a shul, you're over chilul Hashem. You're violating the isra of chilul Hashem. If you talk in front of 10 people, it's chilul Hashem barabim. It's not just a regular chil Hashem. So let's count how many Yisurim the guy violated. Number one, he violated Lashon Hara and Rechilos, that Lashon Hara and Rechilos itself has many lavin and assays. Number two, he's over the lav of loy sechalulu eshem kodshi before 10 Jews. Number three, shabito kriyas haTorah. Vafilu michasa oideza afilu pasuk echad oiteva achas. So you say, what's the big deal? I only missed one word. You missed one word? Hu avoin plili. It is a terrible sin. It is too great to bear. Shafilu misha yoitseb emtsa hakriya nemar Allah va'oizve Hashem yichlu. Even someone who walks out of the shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah is liable to the klala of those who forsake God will be destroyed. Kedamrinim bebrachas alachas kam v'kama bezeh sha'oimei bebeis hakneses. All the more so, someone who stands in a shul. And the seduction of idle chatter causes him to lose out from hearing the words of the living God. And sometimes to talk by Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. On Shabbos, every Avera is magnified so much, so many morefold. And the similar has occurred many times. Misha Morgul Adar Beis Haknesses, Abi Beis Hamedrash, to someone who frequently speaks in a Beis Haknesses and a Beis Hamedrash, Ligmar Hamasio Shalai, to complete his stories. Af Beis Amiras Hakadish, even while you say Kaddish. Even someone who has a semblance of heresy, and even if the person does answer, sometimes it's not the right time. Even if out of laziness you delay the Amen, one could incur this klah. But obviously, to get out your opinion, that's more important than answering Amen and Kriyas HaTorah. It's worthwhile jeopardizing your life and your family to get out your story, Shalai Haya V'lai Nivra. Bad decision. Oh, we forgot to mention. There's a fourth iser. The Hainu Sicha Betela Bebeis HaKnesses Ubeis HaMedrash. Idle conversation in a shul. Shu iser gadol shemefurash b'shulchan aruch uchumay shekasa lamala. Shekava choymer hu alashan aruchilas. By the way, I think being zahir about sicha betela in a basic nesa, it's mamish a meis mitzvah. It's a meis mitzvah. I'm talking about after davening is over. So again, if you do, if every word you say is bemida uvemishkal and you're it's cheshbend, to be able to mekayim a mitzvah of after recha kamaicha, that might be a legitimate basis. Beyond that, if you're zahir, you will receive great shefa min hashamayim to mekayim this mitzvah mei ha'afar. Then the Chafetz Chaim says the Kfar Kosov Hagra be'igarta Hakdosh Om L'Tshuva. The Gra already wrote in his holy letter Sha'al Kol Dibur v'Dibur Tzarach Leired La'Sha'ol L'Mata Harbe Me'od. For each word that is not proper, one would have to go down to the abyss, very low. V'Efshel L'Shar Goydel Hayisurin V'Atzorei Shasoivo B'Shvil Dibur Echad. V'Lei Ne'evad Afilu Dibur Echad. Not even one word is lost. So it's a good thing we learned this, because now, after you learn, you could do tshuva. It's very easy to do tshuva. All you have to do is, I regret speaking in a shul. I'm not going to do it again. And then all your diburim in a shul, you do it out of ahava. You just gained many many zechuyos she'ein kamayim.
Is it
Okay.
Ezra's Noshim part of this?
What?
Ezra's Noshim is part of that?
Ezra's Noshim. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. By the way, is the Mekabel Lashon Hara Oiver Umikdashai Tiro? He's not doing anything. Says the Chafetz Chaim, absolutely. If he had the fear of God, he would not allow his friend to tell him. Question, if he was in, let's say, the house of the Melech, and somebody was speaking loud to him against the king, and he knew he was on video, he's going to let the guy finish and jeopardize his life? No, he's going to make sure that on camera, they see that he takes the guy and he wrings his neck and says, get lost. So why doesn't the guy do it? Because he doesn't think it's the Beis HaMelech. Okay, one more. Okay, of Imal Misha Masabal Lashonara Rechilas who Zakein. If the person you're speaking about was a Zakein, Viginobaza Befanav, and you shamed him in his presence, Afilu hu Zakein Amaras, even if he's an old ignoramus, Oiver Oid Al Mitzvah Sase, Divahadar to Pnei Zakein. Viavsha Zakein to Krahainu Chacham, even though the Zakein and the Pasuk is talking about a wise person, a Talmud Chacham, Hai Vihadarta. Pershu Razal da Aseva de Lafanov Namiko. It says Bipne Seva Takum Vahadar to Pnei Zakin. So Vahadar to Pnei Zakin is not to shame a Talmud Chacham, but it's also going on a Seva. Now, what does it mean, Vahadarta? Shehidaru Kibadvarm. Hidar is honor with words. Dahainu Ladaber Loi Vidarach Kavoid Vahadnos. To speak to him in a honorable way, in a submissive way. But if in your Lashon Hara you are shaming this older person or this Chacham, you're definitely not glorifying him. Likewise, if he's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not old, he's also over this mitzvah. When the Pasuk says Zakein, it means a Chacham. Kedarshinan zeh shakana chachma. Ulevad mashakama pamen ba'al yedezeh l'isser hachamer. Aside from the fact that many times this comes to a strict isser, demevaze talmidei chachamim, of shaming a talmid chacham. So if you're just disparaging him, then it's just a lav of vihadarta. But if you're mevaze the talmid chacham, then you are incorporated into a new category, and that is an apikairas. Shenichnas vazeh b'chalal Epikoires al pi din. Ulekama narach baze im yirtzeh Hashem. Vim hu zaken vegam chacham. If he's a zaken and a chacham, over al mitzvahs dehadarta bekeflayim, you violate it twice. By the way, and if it's in a shul, then you've got the trifecta. You've done umikdashai tira'u, vehadarta pnei zaken, and vehadarta pnei zaken two times. What about the Mekabel? The Mekabel, it's a question. Because you can make the case, if you're accepting this report about the person in his presence and you're not Moicha, you're not glorifying him. Now, the Chafetz Chaim then says another Chiddush, that when it comes to an old man, it's only in his presence. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, it's even if he's not there. It's even if he's not there. Why? It's a avoin chamor lishtoik al bizayon Talmud Chacham. Like we learned from the Gemara in Bava Metzia with the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says it could. He's not sure. He's not sure. It's a tzarech iyon. If when it comes to the zaken, it's only if he is there. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, it may be even if he's not there. Rabbi Say, have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.